Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Preparing.
Got it.
Yes. Setting it up. And
go.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yes, show 37, Chad.
37. Keeps going up.
I know, dude. Pretty soon it's going to catch up to our age, which is 38, ladies.
That's right.
Wondering out there.
I identify as 35.
Yeah, dude. That's so funny. I identify as 15, or at least I've told my brain acts like I'm 15. Uh-huh. I like bathroom humor jokes.
Those are fun.
I was listening to Rogan and Baker, and mm-hmm. they were saying that one of their, I guess it was either a story they read or somebody in school identifies as a cat, and she thought somebody pulled her tail and she whacked him, and the school was okay with that, let her get away with it.
It was Mike Baker's son. Yeah, it was his son.
Oh my God.
And then she walks away and hissed at him.
Yeah.
What? And they and the school administration just like coddles this shit. It's like, come on, man. What are we doing? This is not reality. These people are mentally ill.
Yeah.
And it's being affirmed by all the authorities.
Yeah. And the parents are
because they don't want to offend anybody, but hey, kill the Jews. Okay. It's the same people.
Right.
Right. It makes absolutely zero sense. She's a cat. You must treat her as a cat, and you can't mess up her pronouns, and you can't misgender her or miss whatever it is, but hey, kill the Jews. Okay. Sounds good.
What is the pronoun for a cat? Is it an it, or is it a, you know?
I don't know. It's just the clown world that the left has set up for us to all try to live in. We're all getting sick of it.
Yes. Yes. And people are starting to talk about it. Diehard lefties are starting to talk about it.
Exactly. Like Bill Maher. I mean, I disagree with Bill Maher on a lot of things, but man, he is on the woke shit. He's done with it too.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. But Mike Baker was saying in that he is, you know, his son's generation are like, they don't put up with that shit at all now. And like they make, you know, they make fun of it. It's because it's ridiculous. And then, yeah. I mean, it is. And then Joe Rogan was saying the same thing. But like my son is 14 and him and his friends, they don't play that shit either.
Good. Good.
I'm like, good. This is, you know, it's all this shit is cyclical. It's going to go away. This generation of idiots that are like, I'm a cat. Like that's going to stop one day, you know, and normalcy of some kind is going to come back. And I think it's, you know, the generation right behind these people that are like, this is ridiculous. I got to treat this person like a cat. They get a fucking litter box in school.
Right.
Come on.
When the kids are smarter and have more logic than the parents, it's a scary thing out there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And who are the parents of these kids?
Yeah.
These woke libtard jackasses that are like, yeah, you're a cat. Okay. Be a cat. You can be whatever you want. No, that's supposed to apply to you can be whatever you want in the world and like succeed. Being a cat does not do anything for you.
No, my parents would have kicked my ass and let me know. No, dude, you're a human being. Act like
exactly.
One. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
This world is insane that you coddle that behavior and put up with it. And, you know,
like, right. And it all comes from the same people that are like, yeah, we have to tolerate everyone except for conservatives. Oh, and kill the Jews.
Yes. And saying kill the Jews, according to Harvard, is not a bad thing. I can't call it.
It has to be actionable. So they have to actually kill the Jews And then Harvard would do something about it. And that's what the
Right.
president of Harvard testified. It's like, do you hear yourself speaking?
No, she must not. And she must not think before she
You're
speaks.
like, this is supposed to be this super intellectual president of Harvard, smart as hell, but you're dumb as fuck.
Dumb as fuck. E either that or, that book smart thing is a real thing and common sense is a real thing. So it's like you could have all these
Oh,
book
100%.
smart. Yeah.
They don't teach common sense in college. All
No.
they teach you is book smarts, and then they think they're intellectually superior to everybody because they read a bunch of books.
Yeah.
Like, great. I like to see Charlie Kirk. He goes to all those college campuses, and the first thing all these idiot kids say is like, "Well, you didn't graduate from college." He's like, "Yeah, I read all these books. Can you know?" He starts naming off authors. He starts naming off quotes from them. He's like, "Do you know anything about that guy?" He's like, "No." Oh, okay. So you're morally superior and intellectually superior because you're paying 100 grand a year to go to this school, and you're an idiot.
Right. Well, it's just funny, like when people ask, what's your education? They're looking for like a grade level, they're looking for, all that stuff. But they should really should. Well, let me list you my education and show you the fucking thousands of books I read on this subject and how I'm an expert in this. It's just funny that that little piece of paper that you could get and cheat all your way through school with and have people write your essays for
Right.
means something.
That's the culture that's been set up, though. That's how it works.
Yeah.
You have to go to college or you're not going to be successful. Meanwhile, you got, these trades people that go to welding school or go to electrician school. They
Real
have
experts.
no debt. They actually contribute to society by fixing things. And
Yeah.
you have people that graduate with a liberal arts degree and they don't do anything and they work at Starbucks, but they're all pissed off at capitalism.
100%, dude. And like you said, the trade school people, they're actually experts in their field. They actually had to go through 4 years of an apprenticeship and really hone everything that they're doing and learn it inside and out so they could be the best at it.
Right.
The college education, it doesn't set you up for that stuff. Like when you get out of college, if you have an internship or anything, good luck getting a job because they're looking for education plus some experience to make sure you can handle it. It's like it's crazy that people dump $30,000 a year, or more sometimes. And
Right.
it, it's not a guaranteed thing anymore. It doesn't guarantee your education. It doesn't guarantee you a job. It's like we should get back to the old trades and stuff like that and really,
Well, we
focus.
need them for society too.
Yeah.
We need them
Union.
to function, to fix things, to build things. They're essential.
Yeah.
Some doucher from Harvard with a liberal arts degree is useless about it,
Good
basically.
word, dude. Doucher. I like that.
Fucking doucher, douche canoes.
Douche nozzle. That's another one I like.
It's like, great. You went to Harvard. Okay, wow. You're indoctrinated now. Cool. All right. Sounds good.
Right.
Not all of them, but most of them.
Yeah. I guess once you get your master's and stuff like that, when you really start honing in, like, if you're going to, for your doctorate and stuff like that, then you kind of have the education in your field that you would need to do it. But that's what I'm saying about these unions and trade schools and stuff like that. Like, that's a doctorate in the field that you're in because you know it inside and out. Whereas college, you go through the first 4 years, you general information on mostly everything. It's not really fine-tuned. So it's like in order to get that, you have to do like 8 years of college, which is, the master and the doctorate and all that shit to really be have the education you need for whatever field you're in. Then I would say, it's worth it. But Jesus Christ, how many
I
years?
mean, yeah, but like some of these people, they take, like I said, liberal arts degrees or they get, master's in, gender studies. It's like, what? That's useless. It's
Yeah.
useless. It's useless. What are you doing with it?
All the gender study you need to know is there's males and females. That's how you're
Yeah, exactly. That's the other thing with these people that, like, when they were forcing you to take the COVID vax, they're like, trust the science. You're anti-science. And like, oh, but biology is not science to them because it's science. It's like, wow. It's
right.
just laughable. It's fucking laughable, the shit that they the mental gymnastics they go through on certain subjects. It's like, let's just go the Occam's razor, easiest thing. The most obvious thing is the thing. It's like male and female. Okay.
I am shaving my head though, and gonna start identifying like a woman, and I'm gonna call myself Sinead O'Connor, folks out there. So
Bringing her back.
I'm bringing her back, dude. She's
She
reincarnated.
has reincarnated as you. All right, awesome.
Yes. Nothing compares.
There you
Whoa,
go.
just took me over there. Oh my goodness.
Pushing through.
Yes.
That wasn't Sinead O'Connor, ladies
Ladies and gentlemen.
in case you can't tell.
Yeah, I definitely fooled some people who are listening out there and not watching. I know that for sure. When she sang, there's like this really slow song. It's like a Irish like army marching song kind of. It's got like these big drum beats in the background, and Conor McGregor walked out to it for one of his fights. And she was performing it like up on the rafters thing, and it was just legendary, dude. All smoke filling the
Oh, shit, I never saw
arena.
that.
It's dope, dude. You should look at it. I forget which fight it was, but if you type in like Conor walk out with Sinead O'Connor.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
You'll see, Bobby, you should be pulling that up actually as I'm saying it, but you're probably spanking your monkey as we're speaking.
Conor McGregor was great in Roadhouse, if you've seen that or have not
Oh,
seen it.
yes, I
I
have.
mean, there was one remake that was friggin' awesome. Jake Gyllenhaal is amazing. Dude's cut up like crazy. And then his fight
Killed.
scenes are with Conor McGregor are amazing.
It's so crazy, dude.
Yeah.
That headbutt looked so real when he's like, let me tell you one thing about something. Don't let people get too close. And then he does the headbutt, dude.
Right.
How did they do a cut scene like that? Like you see his head hit his head, and it's like
Yeah, who
insane.
knows?
But yeah, dude, there's not many remakes that are as good, if not like better than the original. And it's hard for me to say that it's better than the original because I just love the original so much, but I think it is. Like,
It's definitely on par for sure. I don't know if it's better, but I did enjoy the movie. And it's great, like I said, Conor McGregor is just great, and he's an amazing antagonist. The way he just, he's like taking off his personality attributes and like revved him up to 100, and it's like, whoa, it's
yes,
wild.
dude, amplified it. That first scene he's in where he like either gets thrown out of the girl's house naked or he jumps out the window, like they don't show you how he gets down. That is a fucking crazy scene, dude. Crazy scene. So for no spoiler alerts here, but for those people who haven't seen that, definitely go check out that movie because it's absolutely insane. It's re really really good.
No, I watched the series Fallout on Amazon Prime, and I had played that game, so and now I'm playing the game again. I
Yes.
re-downloaded it, Fallout 4, I'm playing right now. But yeah, it's great. It's a great series. It was really good. Only 8 episodes, it was over. I'm like, that's it.
Is
We need more.
I was going to say, is it, are they going to come back with another one? Like, is it a
Oh, they
limited
have to.
series? Oh,
Yeah.
okay.
Just like the three body problem, the shit ends, and you're just like, wait a minute.
Hey
What
now.
happened?
Yeah.
You got to do more.
I still got to watch that.
Oh, it's great.
I like limited series because it doesn't, unless the show is completely done and there's no more seasons, I hate like having to wait a year for something you're wondering about. Like Lost was the worst, dude. Did you watch that show?
I started watching that in the beginning, and then I kind of just fell off, and so I never watched the whole thing.
You should binge that, dude. Like start it over again and binge
Yeah.
it because it's fucking really, really good. But you as you're watching it, you're left every week with more and more questions and stuff like that. And then the seasons would end, and you'd be like, oh shit, this is on a cliffhanger. You have to wait a year for it to come back.
Well, obviously different time with streaming. It's like the series comes out, you can watch the whole series or the whole, that whole all the episodes just back to back. And then it's over and you're like, damn it. Now I gotta wait. Unless you didn't catch on to the series and they have three seasons out and you're like, okay, let's do that. But yeah, it is disappointing when you have to wait.
Like Loudermilk,
Oh my God, so
onto
great.
Netflix, and I had never heard of it before, but there was three or four seasons, I
Yeah.
believe three. So that was cool. Is that like show still on? Do you know?
I just binged that
Same.
about 2 months ago because I saw that scene where he goes into the coffee shop and I was like, where he's like, the girl's like, what do you want? And he's like, I'll have a coffee. He's like, why are
Yes.
you talking like that? Why are you talking like that? This
Yes.
is my boys. No, it's not your
Oh.
boys. So
It's
great.
so good, dude. You know they call that vocal fry?
Yes. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Howard Stern used to do like that drove him insane. This was when Howard Stern was, like not a douchebag part of the system.
Oh,
Stern.
I haven't listened to him since he had Biden on. It was just like, really? You're not gonna ask him any tough questions. You're gonna throw him softballs all fucking day.
Did you
What's
listen
your
to
favorite ice cream, Joe? Chocolate, chocolate chip. Whatever.
and he would ask him questions. Look, I still haven't listened to the whole interview. I just saw like clips online. So I'm gonna give it its justice just because I think Howard Stern's like the best interviewer on the planet, even
I
though
agree with that, but
yeah. But I saw just like a couple softball questions, and he's asking him like, so are you gonna debate Donald Trump and like he's helping Biden answer the question. He's like, so what are you going to say to him? He's like, because what I would say is, and I'm like, wow, so you're coaching him along with the person in his ear coaching him. Like,
right.
how does this go down? Like, how are you going to debate Donald Trump that way, dude? Because nobody's going to be able to coach you that quick to come up with witty shit.
Well, exactly. And by the way, Howard, if you're curious, if you're gonna, prompt Joe Biden what questions they ask Donald Trump, why don't you have him on your show and ask him the questions? I'm sure he'd come on.
Yes.
Is that
Yes.
too scary for you? Are you too
Absolutely.
yeah. I mean, go ahead, real time, Howard Stern. Like, I'd love to see you interview Trump.
Dude, that would be legendary because he wouldn't be able to, like Trump would definitely put him, no, Howard, let me actually answer this for you. Don't cut me off here.
Yeah, here's the facts. We'll give you the actual facts of what happened on
Yeah.
January 6th or, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, and Howard Stern's head would be spinning because again, either I mean, you hear him say when he was talking about like COVID stuff, like, I don't pay attention to the news, I don't read this, blah, blah, blah. But so then why are you so mask mandated and why are you so,
Yeah,
vaccine?
how are you so afraid of COVID if you don't listen to
Right.
the news?
Right.
You got
Right.
it from somewhere. It just manifest in your head, like I'm scared of COVID, like deathly afraid of it. Like you wouldn't go out, got the vax,
Well,
wearing the mask.
you know how it happened. The powers of B said, "Hey, Howard, this is what you got to say on the air. I don't care if you don't watch the news or not, but this is the narrative you're putting out, motherfucker."
Well, maybe, yeah, but he's
I
also
don't
an
know.
avid New York Times guy too. He like still believes the New York Times is like completely factual and never has opinions and never messes up any facts.
Is that not the
They
case?
do.
They do.
Oh yes.
Yeah, it's crazy
Yeah.
how many times and they haven't printed retractions on shit that they've
No.
said.
No.
So the reputable newspaper that it once was, which it probably never was, like there's some real journalists there, yes, but whoever is picking the editor picking those articles and shit is the one that is, putting it out there. So
Oh
it's
yeah.
propaganda. Let's be honest here.
There was something with Candace Owens, and the New York Times was coming at her. The fuck was the subject? They think they were interviewing her, and they were like, "Where did you get your facts about this subject? I can't remember. It's about war or something." And she was like, "You printed it in your newspaper like 2 years ago." What she was quoting,
Oh,
and they're like, "Where do you get your facts from?" I was like, "You printed it in your newspaper 2 years ago, idiots."
Yep. Dude, how fucking great is that? How great is that? I mean, it's like,
Awesome. It's like you gotta destroy these people real time, right to their face with their own words.
yes. That's why those like little 5 minute interview clips that aren't live and they could edit and shit is like crazy. You got to do shit live. You got to do it long form. And that's how you could tell if somebody is trying to cut somebody off and not let them speak and then ask multiple questions so they can't hear. Like, that's the way you get, you know, to figure out the real shit.
Oh, 100.
Yeah.
I'm trying to, remember this. I follow this artist guy in New York, Scott, I think it's LaBleo or whatever. Do you know who I'm talking about? He's paints the American flags and stuff.
Scott Baio from Charles in Charge.
No, Scott LaBeto, that guy.
Ah, no.
Yeah, you should follow him. He's a great, he's the one that was throwing pizza over the fence of City Hall because the mayor wanted to shut down all the coal burning, you know, pizza ovens in the city.
Oh, okay.
So he was chucking fucking, he's taking pizzas and chucking them over City Hall fence. Like, you're idiots. Like, you're all worried about climate change. You think the coal stoves, the coal burning ovens in New York City making the great pizza, that's right. The problem. Like, shut up, you know? And so he's great to follow, but he was just on talking about Wikipedia. So he's reading his Wikipedia and it's full of bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he threw feces over the wall of Gracie Mansion. It's like, no, I threw pizza over the wall of City Hall.
Right.
It's like, you know, Wikipedia is bullshit. We got Bobby pulling him up. There he is.
Yeah, Bobby. Is this something we're playing or are you just showing? Okay, you should have shown your audience.
All right. He's great. He was at that huge Trump rally in New Jersey.
Oh, how many people were there? Because I heard 20,000, I heard 80,000, and
it was up around 100,000 apparently.
Okay, the aerial shots, dude, it looked crazy. How many people were there?
Yeah, yeah. But, so this is his art. He's a painter. He's a great painter. But
okay, oh, it looks like Hunter Biden's painting. Psych. He's actually a real artist. This guy.
Yes, exactly. Not his art's not being bought by the Chinese for favors with Joe Biden. Oh, and by the way, Ashley Biden has now basically, you know, admitted that her diary is real. She wrote a letter to a judge in the Fifth District, Southern New York,
okay,
whatever it is, and she admitted that the diary was stolen from her. So it is real. Where she's talking about her dad making him take showers with her.
Thank the fucking Lord,
another conspiracy theory has been solved. People, there you go. See, you've been lied to again.
Well, you know, Chad, that people are just going to say she's lying and her dad never did this. And it's a fucking set.
She just randomly wrote that down in her private diary that her dad made her take showers with her.
Right.
With him. Yeah. She just wrote that. She made it up. It's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's
meanwhile, this guy's around sniffing kids and fucking hugging up and touching kids and inappropriately. The pedo in chief. Yeah, yeah. He's cool. Don't worry about it.
Chief, rock the fuck on.
He's blue. You're blue. You can excuse his pedophilia, friggin', you know, pedophilia. You can just say it's cool because he's blue. Yeah, okay.
If it's blue, it must be true.
It's just the tribalism is hilarious at this point. If Donald Trump was filling up kids, I'd be fucking pissed off at him too.
Fuck
it's,
yeah,
it's ridiculous. It's like, how are people so tribal now? It's like you forgive pedophilia or, you know, inappropriate touching of children because.
Right.
You voted for him?
Right.
Like, give me a break, man.
And
stop.
Just so the audience is aware, because flight logs, Donald Trump's name was never on an Epstein Island flight log.
Exactly. There's one picture with him and everyone's like, look, it's Trump. It's like, no, that's right before Trump kicked him out of Mar-a-Lago because he found out he was being inappropriate to young girls.
Yes. Yes.
Facts.
Yes.
It's called facts. Not the mainstream media giving the bullshit version of it.
Right. Because all those pictures that Harpo has or Oprah, whatever the fuck you want to call her, she's been with a lot of shady motherfuckers, but I'm sure she's okay. Has anybody seen
Stedman,
her fucking boyfriend for 35 years that she keeps locked away in a fucking closet? Like, I've never seen this guy out ever.
I don't know. No, I haven't seen a picture of him in years.
her and Gail King or whatever the fuck are Scissor Sisters, as far as I'm concerned. Stedman is not alive, doesn't exist, but
and then she has a picture with every person that gets busted for, you know,
yes,
for Epstein, with Weinstein, with Diddy, all these people. Like, that's great.
Insane, dude. You know what's crazy about Weinstein is that it was common knowledge what he was doing for years, and nobody gave a fuck about it. The one cool story that I heard was before Brad Pitt was Brad Pitt and he was just dating Gwyneth Paltrow, you know, Weinstein was a little bit inappropriate with her. And as her boyfriend, he went up to him. He was like, if you ever fucking do something like that to my girlfriend again, I will end you personally. I don't give a fuck who you are. Blah, 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 blah. And this is before Brad Pitt was, you know, the big guy that he is. So I commend somebody for doing that and not worrying about his career and being shunned and actually standing up for what
is doing the right thing.
Yes. Yes. That's the most important part.
Good for you, Brad Pitt.
Absolutely. And good for Gwyneth Paltrow for telling this story. Like, Brad Pitt didn't tell the story. This is straight from Gwyneth Paltrow's mouth. It's not like he was using it as a braggadocious thing. And this is,
when did she tell the story? After he was busted or before?
After he was busted, for sure. It was on Howard Stern, actually. It was one of...
Well, I mean, I still commend her for coming out and saying it, but, like, you should have said it before. Like, tell that story before he's busted.
That's true. That is true. Well, don't forget, she was still probably trying... I mean, even though she didn't take his advances or fucking let him do whatever and kind of got out of the room real quick, she probably was worried about her career. Well,
of course, I understand what she was worried about. But it's like, if you truly wanted, you know, get rid of this fucking asshole,
right,
you got to talk about it before all the 100%. Other women come out and talk about it, you know? It's like,
100%.
Get in there. Trying to do this shit to you.
Yeah. My only thought would be for her is that she probably heard these stories about this creep and they all fell on deaf ears. So she's probably like, I could be another one. I mean, I don't know. I'm just like kind of thinking of.
There's also sorts of reason why she probably didn't do it. But
fucking go Brad Pitt, dude. And
yeah, I mean, Brad Pitt didn't give a fuck. He was like, don't ever. Yeah, that's great.
What a cool ass dude, man. I like, did you ever see True Romance?
Yeah, it's been a long time though.
So the story behind True Romance is it's a Quentin Tarantino movie and he sold it so he could make his first Reservoir Dogs movie. His script and everything. And one of my favorite scenes in there, it's not a huge scene, but Brad Pitt is a stoner in there. And James Gandolfini comes in, Tony Soprano, and they're asking him where some guy is. And he's taking a bong rip and stuff. And he's like, he's on whatever street. And they're like, all right, well, how do we get there? He's like, you go and then you go down a little further, you make a right, and then you know, you keep going, and like he's just describing it with so many undescribable ways, like you're like, whatever, no idea how to get there, but it's just hysterical, man. Like he played a stoner well.
I don't smoke anything, but I do like an edible once in a while, and if I had to give directions high, I'd be doing the same thing, like
right.
It's like, I could never play drums high. It's just, oh my God, I would fucking lose my mind.
Chad, do you GPS everywhere you go? Like, not everywhere I go, but a lot of the times, like even if it's a place that I'm kind of familiar with, I just kind of put it on and like have it going.
Yeah, actually, Bill and I were talking about this last night. He puts, when he drives back and forth to the building from his house up in Eastern Pennsylvania, he uses the GPS every time, but he says it does it more for like ETA.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, I do that. So, yeah.
And
why not?
Right. And now, you know, it used to be Waze or whatever that did it, but Apple Maps will say, you know, speed check up ahead or, you know, accident up ahead and stuff like that. So it's good for things like that.
Nice. Yeah, I don't use Apple Maps that much. I use my native
in the car
navigation
in
my car.
Yeah, but that makes sense. A little bit easier.
Yeah, I wish I had once I get a newer car, what because my
CarPlay.
Apple CarPlay, you have to plug it in, but the new ones, you just do it, through Bluetooth,
Bluetooth.
so it's much easier.
Fuck yeah. And it's crazy how responsive that is through Bluetooth. Like you would think, but it's just as quick as on your phone, like hitting the screen and stuff like that, or
Oh, yeah.
quick and plugged in. Like they got that down. Speaking of CarPlay, though, there's a new version that Apple announced a while ago that is going to attach to the cars, and it's not just going to be your radio that has it, but it'll be the whole, because the newer cars have the digital, like where the speedometer is and shit.
Oh,
And you,
like heads up display and stuff?
well, yeah, so it's just going to fully integrate with the car. So like you, where you would look, underneath the steering wheel and the dashboard, where like the digital readout is of the speed and the gas and all that, you could change all that and stuff too. So it's not just going to be part of the
Oh,
radio.
really? Oh, wow, that's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty dope. And
Nice.
Chevy, for some reason, I heard stopped using CarPlay for their newer cars. Don't quote me on that, but I believe that's what I heard. For their newer vehicles coming out, they're doing some kind of like their own shit, I guess, with something running on it in the background, but they're getting rid of the CarPlay, which is crazy because a lot of Apple people be like, fuck that. I'm not
Yeah,
going
that's
to
ridiculous. I
because of
don't
it.
know why you would do that. That doesn't make sense.
Right.
A lot of these car companies are struggling to sell these electric cars. Like I know Ford's having a big problem with getting rid of their Mach-Es and their Ford Lightnings, and like people just they're being rejected. Again, electric cars are being rejected overall by the population. Like I don't want to wait an hour or two to charge my car.
Speaking of this whole thing, Chad, Bobby, can you pull up that article that I sent you, if you could? A couple things, dude, that fucking Biden is doing now as the election is coming up, that he could have done fucking a long time ago, which is just fucking mind blowing to me because
Of
he's trying to act
course.
like a good president right now.
Oh yeah, just to get reelected so I can go back to doing destroying the country again. Yeah, sounds
Right.
good.
Right. So there we go. Biden will raise tariffs on a wide range of Chinese imports, including semiconductors, batteries, solar cells, and critical minerals in an election year bid to bolster domestic manufacturing. Okay, so you can do that now, when you
Right.
could have fucking done this and continued the fucking heavy tariffs that Trump did. And Trump's hysterical, dude.
Oh, well, maybe Xi, maybe Xi didn't pay him enough last year, so he's pissed off at Xi too. The
Right.
president of China,
So
he didn't get enough kickback from China last year, so he's going to put tariffs on him.
I just wonder, Chad, like, do people read through this bullshit and realize that he's doing stuff now for the election, or are they still thinking he's just the best
No,
president?
I think a lot of people would read through it, but a lot of people were like, oh, look, he's doing great stuff.
Right. Changes to impact around 18 billion in current annual imports. All right. Well, it's hard to read that way, but you guys get
This
the
is the
point there.
same guy that let a Chinese spy balloon, basically go over our whole country and take pictures of all our military bases and then shoot it down once it's over the Atlantic Ocean. And then he wasn't going to tell the public about it, but people spotted it and started posting about it, and that's when they decided to talk about it.
At least
Same guy. It's the same guy.
They told Biden about it, apparently, because there was three or four under Trump's watch and they didn't even tell him, which is,
It was that true or not? I mean,
I don't know, but I mean, I never heard him, refute it or talk about it really, but
right.
they probably weren't there under Trump's watch and they're just saying that. Like, I really don't know, but if they didn't tell the sitting president about Chinese spy balloons flying over the United States,
Yeah, it's
what the
treasonous.
fuck? It definitely,
Well, I
definitely.
mean that CIA agent that James O'Keefe, he got him on camera using a honeypot to get information out of him. The guy was like, yeah, there's all kinds of stuff we didn't tell Trump. The CIA.
Right. So
And
what
like,
is,
yeah, we're still actively surveilling his campaign. We surveilled him the whole time he was in office. This is the CIA.
right.
He's a CIA agent. Like,
Right.
he's real. Don't worry. It's not
Yeah.
fake. It's not a
Yeah.
plant.
Yeah.
And he fully admitted, yeah, CIA's been surveilling Trump now. They surveil him during his whole presidency. And they
Why is
didn't
that
tell him
okay?
stuff.
Why is that okay in somebody who's the head of supposed?
Because it's Trump and he's bad.
Yeah.
Because so they keep, find stupid quotes that he said in like an article or something. They're like, look, how can you elect this guy? It's like, who cares
right.
what he said in an out of context quote that you found? Meanwhile, Joe Biden destroying the whole country, literally letting millions of people in our borders, giving money to the terrorists. Now he's trying to cut off arms to Israel. It's like, the list goes on and on and on, but
right.
But Trump said this, so he's bad.
Trump bad. Trump bad. Biden good. Chad, does this not prove to people that like the whole, because some people still believe like Trump was colluding with Russia and shit. So this not like this. Yeah.
Everything they accuse him of ends up being not true. And then it's something that they have done.
Right. Right.
It's just wild to me. And it eventually comes out that I don't know if they don't see it. They don't see the retractions. They don't see the story about it being false or what, but they continue to believe this bullshit. I mean, Bill Maher still thinks that there was Russian collusion.
No.
Oh, yeah. Who was he interviewing? He had someone on his – he has a podcast. I forget what that's called. But he was interviewing somebody, and he was like –
doing that shit.
Yeah. All he does is sit there and smoke weed the whole time. It's hilarious on his podcast. Yes,
I like Bill for that.
But I think was it Russell Brand? He had Russell Brand on, and
Russell Brand's awesome too.
Russell Brand was great, but I agree with a lot of stuff Bill Maher says, but he has total TDS, and he still thinks, oh yeah, there was collusion. It was like there was some collusion. It's like, nope, there was no collusion. It's all bullshit.
Yeah,
like
there must be something that like Trump and him had, like when Trump was just doing like Celebrity Apprentice and his billionaire like work around the world building fucking beautiful offices and all that stuff, that Bill Maher just like hates him personally on a level for something, because he is going around on other shit, but he just hates that guy through and through for some. Maybe it's
now job. I did see him say in an interview, he was interviewing Seth MacFarlane? No, not him. Basically, he had someone else on his podcast, and he said, like, if Trump gets elected again, I'm not going to get all crazy because it's not going to be that bad. I was like, well, that's a step in the right direction.
Yes, it is. Yes.
That's levity. You don't like him. Great. But if he gets elected, you're not going to lose your shit. Exactly. Right. I mean, the conservatives were disappointed that Joe Biden got elected. There's shit coming out in Fulton County now that would show that he actually didn't win, but we don't need to go there because, I guess the populace says it's still conspiracy theory, but there's shit coming out in Fulton County, 400,000 mail-in ballots that are not correlated to anybody. They don't even have pictures of them, but they were counted in the election to turn Fulton County to Joe Biden, which won him the election, basically. We don't need to get into that.
No, but
my point is, yes, it's good to see. I mean, so anyway, we were disappointed that Joe Biden got elected. Did you see us rioting in the fucking street and crying about it on?
Nope.
Nope. That's conservatives don't do it. I mean, I get maybe they should. I don't know, but
yeah, maybe we should, because like if anybody should be crying over fucking a president getting elected, it's the American people with this guy, because he's fucked us every which way to Sunday. And that's a sad state of affairs, what he came into office with and what he's leaving office with come fucking next January, but voted out this November. It's amazing how quickly he was able to really shit all over this country.
Well, Trump told you exactly what he was going to do. He said, you won't have a border. Crime's going to go crazy. Your gas prices are going to go up crazy. Your inflation's going to go up. I mean, he called it all
right
during the campaign.
Right.
Before Joe got elected, he called it all. And here we are.
Not another inch of wall will be built under President Biden's while he's in office. Thank you, dude. Why? Because Trump was building a wall.
Right.
Why exactly. Did he not continue to build it?
And then they did end up building some of it. You know that, right?
And of course,
but most of it, they sold all the materials for nothing, and they just got rid of all that and all the money that was spent to buy those materials. They were ready to go to build the sections of the wall, and they just gave them away for scrap, basically.
Right.
because it was Trump.
Yeah.
Remain in Mexico was a very effective policy,
Right.
nullified because it was Trump as soon as he came into office. And now they have the gall to still blame the border on Trump. It's wild to watch him say it.
Wild.
It's
Wild.
just crazy. I mean, it's gas lighting 101 right in your
Right.
face.
Yeah.
You're crazy for thinking that the border's not secure and it's not our fault. It's all Trump's.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
I'm telling the audience, check out Cat Williams' Woke Folk.
Still gotta watch that.
Oh my God, dude, he's so fucking on point. He's so funny with his delivery. And like I think I said it last week where he said, they're changing history as we're reading the book. You know what I'm saying? Like crossing shit out as we're reading, rewriting over it and saying, oh, this is actually how it happened. Like, and they're doing it in real time. They're doing it with fuck. It's absolutely insane. And people are just like, oh, okay. I guess it's right. Even though I saw it go down a different way, I guess what they're saying is real. Okay. Sheeple, sheeple, sheeple.
I can't believe my own eyes or do my own research, but I'll just believe whatever they tell me. Okay. Because
How
they haven't been caught in any lies. The
right?
mainstream media or this administration, they haven't been caught in any lies.
No,
Like
no.
when Fox just did a thing on Biden that he gave a speech and they fact-checked him real time. He told 17 lies in 15 minutes.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you.
Wow. So
And
why?
that's it, he lies all the fucking time
About
about
stupid
his
shit.
life experience, about things he did, about graduating the top of his class. Like it's just it's and it's been rampant with him his whole career. If you go back and talk and see him talk and say stuff, it's like that's false, that's
Right.
false, that's false, that's false. And he just does it to this day to your face as president. And then Karine Jean-Pierre, whatever the fuck her name is, she's just puppeting his bullshit. And she's horrible. There was a whole deal where they were trying to, the insiders were trying to get her to step down and she refuses to because she's doing such a horrible job and they know it.
Right.
And she just refuses to. It's funny.
I
Because, and then they're afraid to fire her because she's a black gay woman and they'll get all
Right.
kinds of pushback because of that. It's like, that's what happens when you get a DEI hire. She's
Yeah.
not qualified. She's dumb.
Hire
And it's
the
not because of her skin color. She's just dumb.
unqualified. It's like the dude.
Unqualified.
It's like the dude who was, I forget what he did for the White House, but he was going to fucking LaGuardia and JFK and stealing people's luggage and fucking
Oh
got.
no, he was like he didn't work for the White House. He worked for the Nuclear Regulatory Agency. He was in charge of basically nuclear waste or something like that. The
Wow.
bald head guy, the cross-dresser dude who was stealing
Yes.
women's luggage. Yeah,
Yes.
that guy. That's
Yes.
another DEI hire. Pete Buttigieg, DEI hire. You
Insane.
know? Gay
Insane.
man. Great. It's like if you're qualified to do it, I don't give a fuck who you sleep with, what color your skin is, you know, who you pray to, as long as you're qualified for the job. But if you're just
Right.
getting hired because you're those things,
Right.
that's ridiculous.
100.
And that's what DEI is. It's stupid.
Very much so. And if I mean you, that's another common sense thing that there is. I get what has happened to minorities and all that stuff in the past and stuff like that, but we have to learn from the past and not fuck up the future. You can't start doing reverse racist stuff to stop racism and giving
Right.
privilege
Oh yeah,
for
that's
other people. You know what I'm saying? Like
Yep.
we have to learn from our mistakes and realize we're all on a level playing field. As much as we learn and the better job we do, that's how you get hired and prove yourself and stuff like that. You don't just get hired over somebody else because of the color of your skin or whatever the fuck, because that's again another form of racism. So it's like we gotta,
100%. But
yeah.
then, the people on that side, they'll tell you, well, we can't be racist towards white people because they're in power. It's like, what? It doesn't make any sense. If you're going to generalize people for the color of their skin and say bad stuff about them, that's racist.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what color their skin is.
Right.
It's just, I mean, it's ridiculous. We've gone backwards in this country.
I wish I got to feel some of this white privilege that everybody talks about because I've
Yeah,
had to
exactly.
fight my entire life for everything that I've gotten. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was born, my parents and stuff had me young. We were not wealthy at all. You know, my father was still going to college and stuff like that. So it's like, you know, there was not a lot of money in our house until I was later in life. So it's like no silver spoon was given to me or anything, everything
me either.
So yeah. It's like, yeah. And I get people are a product of their environment more so. And, you know, the town I grew up in was a very mixed town, but it's like, it's the fact that you just put on like, oh, he's white, he's got white privilege. Not so. Maybe there are some, but I personally haven't met them. So it's like, I just don't, it's a shitty thing to just keep saying out there, because again, it creates racism. It's like, we all have to start realizing that we're a people. They say astronauts, when they start leaving, although Bobby won't believe this, as they start leaving Earth's orbit and they look back and they realize that we're all on one planet, that we really are all fucking breathing the same air, and we should be working together. These continents that divide us and these lines that divide us are just that. It's the planet that we're all on, you know, trying to, you know, be together is how it has to work. These lines, that these imaginary lines and countries that they make is what causes division and all that shit. It's like, we're all one human race here, and all the mistakes we made from the past, we have to learn from and move forward. And yeah, people could say apologies and stuff for shit that my family never did. Like, my family never had slave owners and stuff like that. And, you know, my ancestors came over on Ellis Island and were treated like shit and all that stuff. So it's like, not everybody, you know, you can't lump all white people into one group. You can't lump all black people into one group. You can't, it's like, that's not how it works. There's definitely evil people on, you know, that founded this country and all this stuff and whatever, but it's not me, you know, it's not Chad, it's not Bobby, it's not our family's never had slaves and all that stuff. It's like, I, you know, there's not a racist bone in my body. My friends are all over colors, sexual things. Like, I have no hate in my heart for anybody. The only thing I have is, don't make me call you a fucking she when you're a he with a beard, dude. You know,
there you go. It's interesting because you know, our first record, Mental Jewelry, first major release, was all those lyrics were inspired by this guy named Krishnamurti, who was, you know, Ed was really into at the time. And the song "You Are the World" is a direct quote. I think might be in a chapter in his book, or maybe that was the title of the book called "You Are the World."
Right.
And it's basically saying that, you know, you are the world, therefore clean your own house, get your own house in order, and then you know, spread that amongst your friends and spread that out to the world.
Yes.
But most people don't do that. They don't get their own house in order. And I agree with what you were saying before about, you know, we are the world. We're all together in this thing together, but it's like, there are evil people in the world.
Right.
There are really, really bad people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
All over the place.
And those,
so this is one of the reasons we need, you know, the United States is its own kind of thing. It's like, we got to secure our border. We can't just let in everybody all the time.
Right.
It doesn't work. Or this thing goes away. This experiment in democracy, the greatest country that's ever been on the face of the earth, goes away.
Right.
And what you're left with is China or Russia in control. So you want that? Because it ain't going to be fun for you. And you're not going to be protesting and, you know, having your colored hair and the, you know, talking about all your genders, because the Russian and the Chinese don't put up with that shit.
No, dude.
So you have all these freedoms that are granted to you, you know, in this great country.
Right.
And you take them for granted because you can say and do whatever you want, which is fine. But you want to now tear down the country where you're allowed to do that. And what's going to be left is, you're not allowed to do anything.
Right. If
you'll be in the same fucking camp as all of us.
Yeah, which will be a fucking concentration camp.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And so, you know, wake up. It's like, get wise to what the hell you're trying to do here. Because that these college campus kids are like, now they're talking about, yeah, death to America. And like, I mean, wake up. Right. And then, oh, yeah, by the way, pay my college loan off.
Well fucking said, dude. So while they're chanting death to America, Do they think they're not like part of the American people that would have death brought to them if somebody came in and invaded us?
Well, that's what I keep saying. It's like, okay, take your death to America chanting ass and go visit Gaza. I mean, go over there.
Right.
With you and go, queers for Palestine. You're murdered. You're fucking murdered.
Yeah. Or move the fuck out of America and join this other army.
Go to Venezuela. Go to China. Go, you know, go to North Korea. Go hang out in those regimes. The thing that you keep, you know, chanting about and saying death to America and talking about socialism's great and blah, 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 blah. You know, go live in one of those countries, please.
I cannot wait to see if Taylor Swift does not perform in America these next 4 years come fucking.
Oh, she said that?
Oh, yeah. She said if Trump.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
She's not touring in
that's
America.
That's bullshit.
Right.
She's not going to go on tour in America for 4 years, like the biggest market in the world. Yeah, sure you're not. Where she can fly her private jet around 200 fucking times in 1 year. She has two private jets. There was a map came out of her private jet travel for just last year.
Right.
It's insane. She has two private jets. So there's one going over here, one going over here, and then they'll meet the city, and they'll fly all around. Wow. It's like, I don't know how many thousands and thousands of tons of carbon dioxide she's pumped into the atmosphere, which is beneficial, by the way. But that's a whole different story. She's talking about climate change.
Yeah, she
but
does.
She flies private jet everywhere. And this is all the elites do this. They're like, you can't drive your car. You can't have a gas stove. You can't eat meat. But hey, by the way, we're going to fly in our private jet to Davos or wherever we want to go, whenever we want to go. And we're going to fly everywhere. We're going to spew all this carbon dioxide, which is supposed to be bad, into the atmosphere. But you can't have a car or eat meat.
No coal power plants either. But can you build us some nuclear ones then? Because where are we going to get our power if you haven't built up good solar fields or fucking wind shit that could handle it yet? So,
Then they'll be idiots. Just stop oil. It's like those people are idiots too. It's like, just stop oil and then what?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? What are you going to replace oil? What are you going to replace it with? Solar and wind? No. They spent like, I think it's like $2 trillion over the last 20 years or something on solar and wind. And it accounts for like 2% of the grid worldwide.
Oh, the wind especially is so inefficient for for building the turbines, having them, when they break down, parts are like a lot to replace, but the actual energy each one produces, it doesn't even pay for itself after like a little bit. It looks horrible, but it sounds good to green people. So that's why they're fucking doing it. Like maybe if they figured out a way to put them in, I don't even know where you could have them to where they'd be beneficial. Maybe in the middle of the ocean or some shit where there's massive winds, but it really doesn't. It doesn't produce enough energy as it should.
Yeah, I mean, solar's getting there. It's becoming part of the grid and it's beneficial. But it's only during the day.
Right. Well, Elon Musk said it the best. He goes, "I could literally," he said, "if you gave me 100 mile by 100 miles worth of solar panels, and we had our battery packs underneath, he could
power the whole country.
Power the whole country."
Right. So,
I mean, if you got a desert land with that and stuff like that, boom, there it is. I mean,
well, we have millions of acres of open space here that could be utilized for sure.
Right, and there's fucking big patches of desert that aren't, there's no roads on them. There's no drive.
That's what I mean. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like in the West, there's millions and millions of acres that are just barren fucking desert. It's like, okay, put solar there. Great.
I wonder.
And they are. They're building a lot of solar. I mean, California is like, there's tons of huge solar fields popping up here, especially up in the near Palmdale and up in the high desert there, north of LA.
Cool.
If you look on a map now, dude, there's so many huge solar fields there. It's pretty wild.
How does that look like? Does it look cool from aerial views, or like, is it?
I don't know if it looks cool, but
I mean, I think it looks futuristic. Maybe. I mean, rather than looking at plain sand and fucking cactuses, maybe it does look cool. I don't know.
I don't know if it's cool, but it looks. I mean, just looks like solar panels.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, classify as cool.
I like the ones that they're doing like on parking lots where they have them, above just the you know, the cars and stuff. There's like these
carports. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Carport. Like that's a brilliant use of it. It keeps the
car. Oh yeah.
Heated.
Keeps the car cool, covers your car, and you're making power. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I've said it. I mean, every roof in America should have solar on it. Like, why not?
Right.
You know?
Well, why not is because then you would own it and the power companies wouldn't get paid. And, you know.
Oh, yeah, no. Even if you put solar on your house, you're still, you know, even if you're making more power than you're using, you sell it back to the grid. But,
right,
you know, right, you have to be tied into the grid. They will not allow you to be off.
Not Tesla. Not Tesla solar panels. It doesn't go back to the grid. It goes into the battery pack he puts on the wall.
Well, but you still legally have to be tied into the grid, though. So even once your batteries are filled, if you're still making excess power, that goes to the grid. That's they can't get around that.
Oh, I maybe I misheard what he said, but I'm almost positive that's what he said about his panels. It doesn't go back to the grid. It goes right into the battery packs. And if there's no sun for 3 days, like you still have enough there to do it. Maybe I misheard him, but because I know normal.
Well, maybe I don't know. I mean, I don't know if you misheard or maybe misunderstood him. It's like,
could be
if they're making excess power and they have the battery packs, it'll charge the battery packs first. If your battery packs are full and then you're still making excess power, that will be sold back to the grid.
Gotcha. Yeah.
They have to be tied into the grid.
Right. You can't go solar.
And that's the local, you know, municipalities coming up with that and the local power suppliers. They make you do that. Because when you do need their power, you have to be tied into the grid.
There's right.
going to be times when you have to have, you know, the grid power at some point.
Or when they want to shut off the power, you can't have your own supply and, you know, be on battery pack. But
now California is about to put in place. I think I've talked about this before, where basically you are going to now pay a flat rate for your electricity, which sounds like a good thing in theory.
Yeah,
but it's not, because you're not now paying for it by your usage. You're paying a flat rate based on your income.
Oh, wow.
And so that nullifies your solar.
Right.
You're making solar, but you're still paying and this is, they voted on this. They're putting this into place. You're making a flat rate based on your income.
Wow.
It's bullshit.
So some fucking rich people got to be up in arms. Like, I wonder what, you know.
You would think so, but no. I don't know. I don't know if anyone's pushing back on it, but it's, I read a few articles about it, and it's like, this doesn't make any sense, but they're doing it because they can, because it's a supermajority Democrat, you know, run state here, and they can just vote for whatever they want.
I mean, that's been California leadership for a minute now, as far as governors go and stuff like that. It's just their MO is to do things that sound good, like no gas cars by 2035. That sounds
that's never going to, yeah, but, that's never going to happen.
Right. But they wanted to, and they're saying it like that.
Oh yeah. No, they said it. They voted on it. It's supposed to, you know, but it's just impossible.
Yeah, for sure.
It's impossible.
Unless these electric cars are like in the 20,000, like there's got to be some cheap ass ones at that point. Otherwise you're just price pointing everybody who doesn't make fucking $100,000 a year or more out of the fucking buying a car, you know.
Well, if they do institute that, I still live in this fucking state. I'll be buying my gas powered car in 2034.
Boom,
driving that.
Yeah. And if you, God forbid, you wanted to move out, I think there's like a California does some kind of tax, like where they want to tax you for leaving the state.
Oh, they were trying to do that. They were trying. I don't know if they've done that yet, but they were trying to, do a tag along. Basically, move out of the state because the taxes are so high. They want to still try to tax you. It's like, fuck off.
Where does all their tax money go, dude?
Right. And yet they have this huge deficit.
Right. Right.
And now they want to pay for healthcare for all the illegals. Okay. Yeah. Sounds good.
You know, Texas doesn't run in a deficit and runs in a surplus.
Yeah. Neither does Florida.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of red states that don't run in deficits.
I wonder.
It seems to be all the blue states that run in deficits.
Right. I wonder how they're doing that. It must just be geography that does this, not the leadership.
Let's see. I don't know. It's so weird. Yeah, that's where the sanctuary cities are, and that's where taking all the illegals. Yeah, okay. Great.
Chad, did you watch the 2020 election live? Like, were you staying up to watch as the results were coming in and stuff, as they were counting?
2020 election? Yeah. Oh, once they started shutting down the counts at like 10:30 and started, oh, no, we can't count. was like, okay, here the rig is on. Here we go. We're gonna wake up, and this is gonna be bullshit tomorrow. I was still hopeful, but I knew. I was like, that's what they're doing. They're shutting down all these counts because so they can bring in all their mail-in ballots. They're all for Joe Biden, which statistically is impossible. And here we go. But that's a conspiracy theory that's being busted in real time as we talk to them.
If you just watched Pennsylvania as it was going on, like Trump was ahead by a very big number of people, like I forget, 400,000, something like that. And then the swing just like out of nowhere, Biden's ahead by fucking like 800,000 people in minutes. In minutes. It's like I was like, when that happened, I was like, what? How does that happen? You know, it's
It's
it was
statistically impossible, but it happened.
Oh, yeah,
It
but
happened, and then the media and the people in charge are like, "No, it didn't happen. What are you talking about? That's a conspiracy theory. You can't even question the election. You're not allowed to even talk about it." Now they're going to indict the former president for even talking about it. It's like, and then you have all these Democrats, Hillary,
yes.
all the big upstanding Democrats, all the big names and Democrats. They have video after video after video of them. Not a legitimate president. The election was rigged. Da
Right.
da 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 da. But nothing happens to them because it's
Well,
they're allowed to say it.
you know the 2016 election was fraudulent and stolen and all that stuff, as
Right.
Hillary
That's.
Clinton was saying,
Oh
but
yeah. No. So yeah. Exactly.
not 2020. I wonder how Trump did that, you know, how he stole that election when he wasn't even in politics at that point. Like he must be really good and powerful to do that. Like it's just
Yeah.
you know, he must have figured
No.
somewhere along the way.
It's called the people's will, and they couldn't figure out how to cheat at that point.
Chad, are we ready for our segment of Bob Bay's world? And Bob Bay, are you coming on and speaking to us today about anything? Do you
Let's do it.
please tell me you don't have a lot of background noise there, Bob Bay. So for those who don't know, it is Bobby's world, but we call him Bob A. So sometimes there is a
He
bit.
says there is a bit.
There is a bit of background noise.
We got trucks backing up and shit.
So Bob, do we want to even try it, or am I going to get annoyed? You could tell me in the chat. And in the meantime, we'll.
No, I'm gonna bring up a couple of things about yesterday, about what happened with GameStop and what happened with these crypto coins. I got some pictures to bring up and then show everybody what's going on and the manipulation that they're manipulating these markets. They're like crazy.
Let me just
All
let the
right.
audience know real quick what the background noise is that they hear, if they do
I
hear
hear birds chirping.
Bobby's in a well. They're trying to rescue him out. So that's why you'll hear all that stuff going on. So boom.
What's the name of that kid that got stuck in a well back in the 80s?
Back in the, oh, I don't remember, but I don't remember name, but I remember the story.
Just gonna halt trading of GameStop because it's taking off. It's just absolutely ridiculous. They just admitted to the whole world, right in front of our faces, that the entire system is a scam. If any of you are paying your taxes, you better stop now. The whole system is a joke. And it's right, it's the truth. You know, you have all these insider traders. They're all government officials that are insider trading. They have insider knowledge, and they have a 100% of a head of regular retail investors. It's
That's insane.
insanity. It
Dude,
really is.
how do we stop
so
paying
there's
taxes?
another pause.
Bobby, you there?
So there
This is the
was
reason I stopped. They stopped trading. It went up 100% yesterday, and they stopped.
amazing.
They halted trading 9 times.
And this
They
is the second time they've done this to GameStop. It's just wild, man.
yeah, the
Why are they
second
picking
time.
GameStop? I don't understand it. It's so wild.
Because the price swings are so much, and the hedge funds, they have shorts against these companies. They have so many shorts against these companies that when the stock goes up, they get killed on their shorts. So they're helping the hedge funds out by halting the trading. So you can see the market is working with the hedge funds. I mean,
So the original thing with GameStop, Chad, it was like the power of the people. There was this thing called Wall Street Bets, and on there was people kind of banding together and saying, hey, we found out there's a short on GameStop. It's it's a valuable company. They actually own real estate. They own some of their buildings. They don't just rent. They have physical inventory. They have all this stuff. Let's not let them short GameStop and put them out of business. Let's band together and buy this stock. And the people were doing it. The word was getting around. Social media was getting it out there. And what stopped it was Robinhood just out of the blue one day made it so you couldn't buy any more GameStop. You could only sell it. And once that happened, people were going to buy it, realized they couldn't, and you could only sell it. Then the price started going down, 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 down because people started to get scared. So it's a whole fucking big fucking scam. This latest one, I'm not as versed in what happened. I didn't really see it, but Bob A seems to be on point with it. I didn't mean to stop you there, Bobby. I just wanted to clarify a little bit.
No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. And the system is rigged. I mean, it's crazy. But did you see that interview with this guy, Jared Bernstein, who is Biden's economic advisor, key economic advisor?
Oh,
and they were asking him to explain the U.S. monetary system, and he was just a bumbling idiot. Have you seen this interview?
No.
Oh, my God. The guy can't even explain the U.S. monetary system.
The economic advisor to Biden. Wow.
Yeah, he's his like head economic advisor, and he's like, well, the lady was like, basically, if we print all this money, why are we paying taxes? And he's like, well, to print the money so that we can loan the money in the banks.
Yeah.
And I mean, I can't explain the U.S. monetary system, but I'm not an economic advisor to Joe Biden. This guy should be able to tell you exactly how it works.
Right.
Couldn't tell you at all.
That's an old Henry Ford quote, actually. He quoted that once, if the American people were to realize how the monetary system worked, there would be a riot and there would be an upheaval the next morning.
Oh, so having said that, maybe he was acting stupid, so he couldn't actually explain. So he didn't actually explain how it worked, so people wouldn't get pissed off.
Most likely.
Like, wait a minute, works like that?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, no taxation without representation. And I feel like we're not being represented of what the actual people want. Like, wasn't that fucking a thing? Like, isn't that why we got rid of fucking England as our fucking boss for
a minute? Well, I saw a great quote. It's like, make the Constitution great again. It's like, let's bring back constitutionality in this country.
Yes.
Because it's being trampled on all fucking day long by this administration. And most of those people in Congress too, even both sides, are just it's just ridiculous.
Absolutely,
you know, they act as if we're beholden to the government, but the government's supposed to be beholden to us.
Yeah, it's a government for the people, by the people. You know, all that jazz. But
yeah, and the government does not grant your rights. Your rights are granted to you by God.
Inalienable, bitches.
Yes, sir.
Bobby, are you at a fucking drag race, dude? It sounds like cars are moving by your head. Is that well, like on a race course or something?
yeah. They almost got me.
You guys know how much I love Bobby. That's why all these follies that he happened, he's still with us here.
He lives right next to the West Side Highway, so he just has his window open.
Right. Bobby.
Yeah.
You know who I talked to last night?
Who?
Oh, I was just wondering if you knew. I don't even remember who I talked to. I was just seeing if you did.
I talked to Anthony the other day. Anthony Repper, actually.
I know you're part of the CIA. Let's not get personal with names here.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Over
my head.
He's a good dude. Bobby forgets that we're on a live podcast every now and
then. Yeah.
And that's why his video is off, because Bobby just comes on with his shirt on and then he stood up a couple times and he was wearing nothing underneath. So that's why we do that this way.
That's how I do, you know?
Exactly. You got any other things going on in Bobby's world today?
Not really. I don't want to get people to get people to uprival.
So Bobby decided, audience out there, that he's going to let you in on all this secret knowledge, like incrementally, so it doesn't blow your brains like too much at once. So that's why we put these little Bobby's world together, and he's going to eventually really let you guys know that the Earth is flat and why it is. But again, he doesn't want to blow your mind all at once, so that's why we do it this way, right, Bob?
You can't do it like that. You know, you got to do it slowly. You gotta ease people in, you know?
That's what she said. Ah, okay. A good
there you go.
We didn't explain, and I'm not going, I don't know if I mentioned who the guest was last week, so I'm not going to speak out of turn or bad or anything, but I'm just going to let people know out there that when you book yourself and confirm yourself for a podcast that's live, and you confirm for a couple times, and then the day of wanna reschedule, it doesn't work like that. We don't have people lined up like in your scheduled spot ready to go, because we actually left it for you. So I just want to put that out there for the lovely person that we'll say had an emergency where she had to get her leg amputated, which, again, joking. But it's just I'm like, okay, cool, day of. And the excuse that I got was nonsense, something that could have been worked out. But it's all good, lovely lady out there. We still, like I told her, very honest with her, I said, in the comedy world, I still got love for you. In the podcast world, not so much.
Nice.
Yeah. So I just want to say to the audience, I do apologize. I'm jetting out. I'm actually taking a little bit of free time tomorrow and the next day, but I gotta run somewhere today. So that's why we're kind of cutting it a little bit early and all that jazz.
Hey, real quick with the stuff you've been posting with Yanni.
Yes.
Which is great. We have our first official, you know, huge trolls on our shit.
Love it, dude.
It's awesome, dude. Love that it. Guy's hilarious, dude.
Free Palestine.
Okay.
How dumb is he? And where's
Free Palestine from Hamas, you idiot.
Right.
It's like, come on, man.
It's gotta be some fucking, like, because I have no idea where that person's from, but he's gotta be part of Hamas. You know?
Probably, yeah. Who fucking knows? It's just, did you see the UN just came out and downgraded the numbers? Because most of these news outlets have been using the numbers provided by Hamas as far as casualties and people that have died. The UN just came out and said, no, that's about 50% less than what's being reported.
Really?
It's still a lot of people and it's still a shame. But the point is, Hamas has caused all this.
Right.
They use them as human shields. They started the war.
Right.
Period.
Period.
End of story.
That's it. It stops. It literally.
And now I've seen videos where they're you know, the free aid that everyone's sending to Gaza, the Hamas gathers all that up and then puts it in marketplaces where they have to buy it from them.
What the? So wait a second. Where does any side get the numbers from though? Anyway, you know what I'm saying? Like the casualties and stuff like that. Like, I understand how Hamas could say something like that, but
yeah. How
do they actually know the actual number? Like,
I don't know if they're getting it on the ground somehow or not. I'm not sure, but yeah.
Well, probably by the fucking Big Brother technology that we're not privy to,
yet,
where they have little trackers in us from the COVID vaccine. Right, Bobby? Tell them.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure about that.
All right, good. Good. We're not that crazy yet. Perfect.
But yeah. Anyway, it's just interesting, you know, this whole, it's, you know, they started the war. The war is being waged. They're using the people as human shields.
Yeah.
They take the aid that's being sent, all the food and the water and stuff that's being sent
right
to there by us and by other countries, and they put it in marketplaces and make the people buy it. It's free. It's being delivered for free. It's supposed to be for free for the people of Gaza.
Right.
It's being taken by Hamas and then sold to them. But keep protesting for them. It's great. Yeah. And you want to free Palestine, free from Hamas. Protest Hamas, please. Oh, shit. I got, hold on. I got to take this call quick.
There you go. If you mute, so I'll ask you this, Bobby. If Hamas is leaving their hiding ammunitions and their terrorist selves in schools and stuff like that, how do you not infiltrate that and kill those people? Like, are you just supposed to allow them in there with those children? It's like it's a joke what people are saying. Like, yes, schools are getting blown up. Yes, hospitals are getting blown up. But it's because Hamas is in there
Yeah,
with
they
their
build
munitions.
stuff underneath them, and yeah.
They're here too. There's probably sleeper cells all over this country. They look at all the people coming across the border from
Oh, God damn it.
every country, China, from Venezuela, from you name the country, they're coming across the border into the United States.
Yep.
Bobby,
It's an obvious invasion. Like, it's obvious.
are you
It's
talking
clear as day.
CB, because it sounds so clear where you are. Are you on a CB radio, Breaker 19, Breaker 19?
Breaker 19.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're good, buddy. My God, your audio is horrible, Bobby. Please, next week and for every future week, be at a quiet.
I'm on a cell phone.
Right. Well, please don't be on the cell phone again. Because young Jamie called, he wants your job. And I was like, listen, dude, you're with Rogan for now. Don't just stay there. That's a ticket. Jokes, people, jokes, people. Young Jamie didn't call. Bobby will have a job with us, even though he's a moron. But I say that with love, Bobby. You know that, right?
I know that. Of course, I know
Bobby's known me a very long time for our audience that doesn't know those personal things of us since fifth grade, I believe. Bobby and I have known each other. Just drifted apart a bunch of times. I got to see you, Bobby. Like, what was it, 8 months ago or something?
About a year ago.
About a year ago. And then before that, I haven't seen Bobby in a very long time. So it's good to have him on this podcast, with myself and Chad. And it's good that I get to hear even his crazier stuff that he tells me through private messages and all that stuff that would blow some people's minds. And who knows? Maybe Bobby is right about everything. And maybe the earth is flat. I'm becoming a flat earther with him, people.
There you go. I
I
love the
heard
Babylon Bee. Go ahead, mommy.
Oh, I heard some about Jim Breuer talking about that.
Jim Breuer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jim Breuer, awesome.
I
Love
think,
that
yeah,
guy.
he's a good guy.
I love the Babylon Bee. I'm looking at it right now. It says 12 women come forward alleging they were sexually assaulted by whoever Trump's VP pick is.
Okay, that's a good one. That's a good one. You think he's going to go with Haley and not because Tim Scott was the talk for a minute. Now Haley seems to be coming up there. Like, if
Nikki
Haley,
Haley?
yeah.
I thought I saw a statement by Trump saying no fucking way.
He definitely did when they were doing the primaries and all that shit. But this is something I heard on one of the news channels, like, not too long ago. I think last week. That Haley was like one of the front runners for him at this point. I haven't heard it from Trump's mouth, so of course.
I don't know.
But
I'm thinking Samwazi, the Indian guy.
he would be a good choice too, but I don't know. But
No.
Haley, I thought would have been a good choice. I'm sorry. Haley, I thought would have been a good choice, but she just campaigned so hard against them that it's like, fuck her.
Yeah, she's bought and paid for by the Dems. Like the
Right.
Dems, they were contributing a lot to her campaign to go against Trump. I don't
Yeah,
know why he would bring her in.
I meant good, like person for as far as optics for women and people who want
Right.
the established people in the swamp type of deal. I meant like optically, not actually.
Well, for sure, yeah, I know. I mean, I
Who gives a
understand
fuck
that.
who the VP is at that point? We know when Trump gets to the office, he runs everything. We don't have to fucking worry about a fool like that doing shit. You know, it'll be.
Well, you gotta care a little bit because, he could be taken out or he could die or something, but
No, he can't. No, he can't. It's super Trump. No, he can't, dude.
And that's what they're all saying now. Like, if Biden gets reelected, you're basically going to have Kamala Harris as president.
How could that be, dude? She's so stupid.
Well, because she's the VP, she's going to run as the VP. If he gets elected again, he's probably not going to make it through another 4 years.
If you could prosecute innocent people and put them in jail, you're evil as fuck and you don't
Oh,
deserve
I know. And then
to
there's people out there that love her. I'm just like, are you kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? She
there.
would keep people in prison. She would keep evidence away from the trial to keep people in prison longer to use them for their labor and shit. And mostly black people. She's a piece of garbage.
Piece of shit. That's
Piece of
exactly
garbage.
it.
Piece of shit. Piece of garbage. Yeah. Both.
Piece of fucking duty, whatever you want to call
She became politically known because she was basically, sucking off the mayor of San Francisco back in the day.
And she became basically politically known because Biden wanted a black woman as his vice president. It
Well,
didn't
that's, yeah.
matter who.
Right.
Those were his words. Like, I want a black woman as my vice president. Not the best person for the job, but a black woman.
And she's not even African American. She's Jamaican and Indian. East, Indian from India.
Like the vetting
She's
these
not an African American.
crazy. She's Jamaican me crazy, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, exactly. She's as African American as Elizabeth Warren is Native American.
Boom, shakalaka. Chad with this.
Pocahontas, yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Warren is the worst. She's the worst person in government. Well, she's one of, well, amongst thousands of other, but
Oh,
she's
yeah.
one of the worst people
Oh, she's horrible.
in
God,
government.
horrible.
Bobby, can you hear me? Let me tell you what you sound like.
Can you guys hear me? Because this is Bobby. Did you hear everything I just said
There, Bobby. Did you understand me at all? Because that's how you come across.
Bye.
Don't mind me, people. I gotta bust Bobby's balls every now and again, or more often than not. Just how we do here at the Gracious Two. Chad, you got anything else for our lovely audience today? Because we got more for you fucking coming up, people. That's for
Hey, I'm sure I'll just, catch a few things and I'll have more soon, but nothing right now.
rock on.
I got people coming to pick up donations for a church somewhere. I'm gonna give a bunch of stuff to them.
Really?
That's who
Like
called me.
an asshole like you donates to the church, dude?
Know.
God bless.
God bless. No, for real.
Thank you. It's not a church that I go to. I don't go to church, but I'm not religious. I'm spiritual. I believe in God and Jesus walked the earth and all that good stuff. But like, I don't like organized religion. I'm not a big fan of it.
Right. But you're still
Usually, it usually gets
charity because
corrupted.
they're given out to people. Like, that's the
Yeah,
beauty.
no, there's some good churches that like do good stuff for people. And
It's a
it's
503C, it's not.
right. Or if it's a mega church, like I hate mega
Yeah,
churches with like Joel Osteen,
exactly.
that whole bullshit. It's like, I always say, if your pastor drives a better car than you, then something's wrong.
Yeah, they're all prosperity preachers preaching a bunch of nonsense so they could
Yeah.
make money for their private jets.
And then you got and now and I love the Vatican now. The Pope is just it's a freaking climate toting libtard plant. It's just ridiculous.
When is
Like
it going to be
I
cool?
heard the mayor of
I know it's coming.
Boston, they have all this trouble. Mayor of Boston. Boston has all these problems going on with the illegals. They're trying to figure out where to put them. They're cutting budgets for the police and doing all this stuff. They're asking people to put them in their houses, which is just awesome because I wish these libtards would do that, actually bring these people into their houses. But anyway, they have all these problems in Boston, and she's going to fly to see the Pope about climate change. What? Like, what?
You couldn't FaceTime or Zoom him. You have to fly.
Yeah, you got to fly to the Vatican to see the Pope about, and he's some authority on climate change. It's like, no. It's
Dude,
just bullshit.
it's
There's
insane.
0.04% carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. 0.02%, we all die. Plants die.
Good for you for
Period.
remembering that fucking number, Chad. I'm impressed.
Well, when you hear something like that coming from a credible source, it's like
It sticks with you.
most people don't know that. They think carbon dioxide is like this horrible pollutant and it's just rampant in our atmosphere. Like I watched this congressman interviewing this whole panel of climate change experts And he's asking them, how much carbon dioxide is in the atmosphere? They're like, 5%. I'll go 10%. It was like doing a Price is Right thing, 7%. Yeah. He's like, no. It's 0.04%, 0.02% plant life dies.
Yep.
And guess what they pump into greenhouses to grow bigger plants? Carbon dioxide.
You sure not carbon monoxide that comes out of the cars?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. No.
The silent killer?
You need carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, people.
Yeah. Yep.
Just and it's been going up because it's been going up over the past few. I mean, it's gone way up in the past when there was no cars and no industrial pollutants, all that crap. Nothing was happening. And it spiked way up. And they can't explain that. And so you don't think that's happening now?
The Earth is greener than it's been in recorded history. I don't know about fucking when dinosaurs roamed the Earth, but when they actually started recording how much green is on the Earth, it's greener than it's ever been since then.
Right.
So, yeah, sure. You know, it's all real. Whatever they tell you is real, folks.
It's not about control or money. Don't worry about that.
No, not at all. Not at all. They don't want you to own nothing and be happy. They don't want you to fucking, you know, do all this things that they're planning for and blindly follow where they lead. They don't want right. any of that.
Well, I'm like I've said before, it's like if the banks think that, you know, all the coasts are going to be underwater in 10 years, why the fuck are they still giving loans, 20 and 30 year mortgages? How are you getting a loan if you live in Florida? How are you getting a loan if you live anywhere near the coast? If the banks know
right.
that in 10 years your house is going to be underwater, it's bullshit.
Boo, bullshit.
Bullshit.
And we are the gracious too, continuing to put the shit in bullshit because that's how we do. we do come at you with factual shit. You could fact check us for all you fuckers out there. That, you know, want to spew your nonsense. And I will continue to post and ghost. If you guys want to keep, you know, commenting on our social medias, I'll come back every now and again, let you know the truth. But I'll let you run on your fucking fake rants and do whatever. I won't delete posts, nothing. It's all up there.
Chad, no, we don't delete anything.
Nope. We don't delete shit.
You if you post it, keep it up, man. Don't take it down.
Yes, yes, and yes. We want to thank the audience. We fucking love you guys. You guys are really awesome. You guys are growing every week. We appreciate that. We really do from the bottom of our hearts. I mean, yes, we would do this by ourselves maybe, but it's really cool to have you guys come along with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. We will see you next week right here, of course, and then Chad and I are going to discuss later on, and we'll let you know when the Instagram thing will be probably end of this week sometime, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, somewhere around there. But we'll post it on our socials and let you guys know at least the day of. This way you're, you know, you can come with us on that.
Probably Friday because the kids, I have the kids until Friday morning. So
cool. That works perfect.
Dad duty, man.
The_gracious_2. There we go. On Instagram. That's right. everywhere else it's just The Gracious 2, but Instagram The_gracious_2. We love you guys. Bobby, say goodbye to them.
Goodbye, everybody. Love you guys. Woo! Thank you.
Bye-bye.